For those of us who have faucets in our homes, who have running water, water is one of the things that we so easily take for granted. We turn on the faucet and the water is there. But if you live in another part of the world, the water does not come to you. You go to the water. You go, perhaps daily, to get the water. It's water that must be gotten, water that must be carried, water that must be conserved. If one had to go and get the water, one would begin to understand more clearly how precious is the water. In some ways, for those people, getting the water is one of the most basic rituals of human life. They get the water to clean their homes, their dishes, to bathe their bodies. They get the water to drink. In the gospel today, the woman of Samaria comes to get the water. She comes to that well where she undoubtedly came most of the days of her life. Suddenly a stranger, one that would not normally have spoken to her, asks her for a drink. And then he offers her something that she cannot understand. He offers her living water, a wellspring of water that he says will well up to eternal life. And as the story goes on, we begin to realize that this stranger is thirsty, but not so much thirsty for water. He's thirsty for the woman, for her faith. He wants to give her only what he can give, eternal life. He thirsts for the day that she will believe in him, surrender her life to him, so that he can give to her a life that will never end. And then she begins to thirst, not just for the water from the well, but she begins to thirst for life. She begins to thirst for a life that will never end. She begins to realize that she is speaking to no just ordinary stranger, but a prophet, one that can give her life, one that can fulfill her deepest thirsts, her deepest longings. She had sought for life. She had sought to quench those deepest thirsts, but she had done so in all the wrong places, in all the wrong ways. Now she had come to know the fountain of life. Does she not, in some way, represent all of us? Do we not have deep thirsts? Aren't there yearnings within us for things that We have tried to satisfy in all the wrong ways. Is there not a yearning within us for a life that will never end? For a peace and a joy that will never end? And just as this stranger invited her to living waters, he invites you and I to those life-giving waters. He invites us to come to him, to believe in him, to surrender our lives to him, so that our deepest thirsts might be satisfied, that our longings might be quenched. He brings us that water in many ways. He brings it first through the life-giving waters of baptism. Then he continues to nourish that water by the word of life that he speaks to us through the Holy Scriptures. He nourishes that life within us through the gift of his body and blood in the Eucharist. He invites us to deep communion with him through our time of prayer. He longs to give us living water. He longs to share his life with us. He longs for us to open our hearts to him so that we might come to live forever, to share forever his joy, his peace, his fulfillment. To the one that will be with us this morning preparing for baptism, and for the others in our Spanish-speaking community, in our community of children who are seeking baptism, he calls them to life-giving water. But he asks each of us, you and I, to allow him to deepen his life within us, to dwell within us more fully, to fill us with his life and his light and his peace, so that we might truly have a spring of water within us welling up to eternal life.